Hi guys, welcome again to another episode of Global Tech Sailors, where we talk about everything tech. And as you can see, today we are
full house.
Are we a full house? Really, Rara, we aren't.
Almost.
But we do have a guest with us. Mm. We are shouting out Mongina in her absence, and we want to do introductions of who we are. So where do we start? Rana?
I'll start. Hi everyone. So my name is Joy, a co-host here. Happy to see you tuning in. Over. Mbio mbio. Next.
We don't have time.
Okay, so hi guys. My name is Faith Kilonti. Nice. I'm so happy to be here. Yeah.
And I am Wikali, co-host here. Let's go to the guest. You can tell us who you are. Yeah, you can start with who you are really first.
Oh yeah, my name is Cartwright. Or do I start with them? Mamel of Sound Mind, legal with an ID.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, my name is Cartwright Ombo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a tech bro, really.
You're a tech bro?
Yeah, mm. I think that sums it up.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Nice.
Very, very pleased to have you in our podcast today. So now you can start by telling us maybe your journey
mm-hmm.
into you being a tech bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can start from there.
I love that he owned that he's a tech bro. You know, yeah. There's this perception of tech bros, identify. You know.
You identify as tech.
I'm a tech babe.
Yeah.
I am.
Oh, a tech
I
baby.
I didn't realize.
I thought we were tech bros or something.
Mm.
I mean, bro is gender neutral.
She's talking babe.
About. Oh, a gender babe. Mm.
Yeah. Right.
A tech babe.
But does it come off as a bad thing when you say, okay, as a lady, you call a lady a tech bro?
Yeah. Why are you bro-zoning
are you calling me?
Exactly.
No.
Why are you calling me brother?
Bro.
The whole angle of bro-zoning is quite different. Now she just spun the whole context. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, but a tech babe still fits. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tech bro, tech babe. All right.
But
now you can't say tech babe in let's say a work environment, let's say a corporate environment. A tech babe would.
Texas.
Maybe a Texas.
Oh, text.
Yeah.
But no, I look like, yes, I am from church, but I look more churchy.
Texas.
Yeah.
Brethren.
Yeah, it sounds. sounds like that. But yeah.
Mm. Yeah. All right.
So there is money.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think the assumption is all tech bros have money.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you're also taking that up and saying yes.
Did I say yes? She said yes.
No.
And then I just,
I can say yes on your behalf I just, since you don't want to say.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, there's money.
Oh, nice. Continue.
Right.
Now tell us your journey.
I believe there are two types of motivations.
Mm-hmm.
There's the extrinsic, mm-hmm. external factors like money.
Mm-hmm.
There's the intrinsic. It's because you are driven by your passion and the urge to just deliver. In a mm-hmm. particular field, yeah?
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just your thing. When you mm-hmm. see computers get excited. But going back a bit, let me start from when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I should probably be Mr. Cartwright. Actually, I was Mr. Cartwright, mm-hmm. a high school teacher at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about anything computing, yeah?
No, let me ask, yeah, exactly, what were you teaching?
Yeah, I was teaching math and sciences.
Okay.
Of course, makes I was fresh sense. From high school, so I got these opportunities between high school and when you join campus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know you guys if you went through the same system where you had to, if you qualified, mm-hmm. if you are supposed to be placed by the government in a university, mm-hmm. you had to wait for around 2 years. Yeah?
Yeah.
So those 2 years, what do? You just do something out there.
Mm-hmm. Computer packaging.
Yeah. So, but I remember the career advice that I got back then was why didn't you become a teacher? That was from a family friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a point.
Mm-hmm.
I asked her why, and she told me, it's because I've been listening now, the teachers are really progressive. All of them have motorbikes. At that time,
motorbikes was a big thing.
Yeah, it was a big deal. And where I come from, ilikuwa kama, you know, these swarms, the way we get attacked by swarms of grasshoppers. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, now, hey, it was a whole, that's what I'm looking. It was a wave, yeah? It was a wave back then. So, kila mtu mm-hmm. on a bike, very successful. Any home bike in atoka hivi, you guys have made it, yeah? So she told me that, she had a point.
Uh-huh.
But then I looked at something that I wasn't really familiar with, which was computing, because mm-hmm. I didn't do, okay, we had computer studies in high school, mm-hmm. but I didn't pursue that. Mm-hmm. Then I just decided I wanted to do something engineering, yeah? Mm-hmm. The fancy word in engineering. For me, it was, because I'd also missed out on being a pilot, mm-hmm. rather pursuing flying. Mm-hmm. So I decided to do something fancy, and I did computer science. Mm-hmm. Okay. I won't tell you that I touched a computer before. Okay, I'd done the packages, and at some point I stopped because mm-hmm. I was trying to juggle a few things here and there. But then I ended up in the university doing computer science. After 2 years, I mean, when you're going to your third year, you have to major. Either you had to go to networking. That mm-hmm. time there was only networking. Mm-hmm. There was hardware engineering. Or it could be a software, you could pursue software development or engineering. Mm-hmm. So for me, I majored in software.
Mm-hmm. Not which easiest. Campus, let me ask?
I was in Masinde Muliro, University uh-huh. of Science mm-hmm. and Technology.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, I didn't know that one.
Okay. All right. So just kidding. Yeah, I joined, and then I think that's when my tech journey, I won't say it started taking shape then. I think something that happens a lot to most of us. Mm-hmm. You're in campus, get out here, you don't know exactly what you have to do. There's a lot of shiny yeah. things around here.
Yeah.
Very attractive. So yeah. say, come as I know there's the whole wave around. Okay, this is a real thing. Around the wave around cybersecurity.
Yeah.
We went to pursue cyber. Okay, that time we took out mambo ya cyber.
Cyber.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was more of you either go become a hardware engineer or become a software engineer or become a networks engineer. Mm-hmm. So for me, I just went directly to software. My first role was software,
okay.
software engineering.
Quick question before yes. you proceed. Yeah, sure. It's you had some knowledge base mm. about it, or you just said, let me just take software. This seems easier.
Yeah, I didn't, mm. not easier.
Uh-huh.
That's where the opportunity was.
Mm. At that time.
So once you go into the market, mm-hmm. from and now the most interesting bit is you go into the market, you are being offered a lot of things. So whatever opportunity comes first, that time you're mm-hmm. trying to survive first. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for most of us, we're just trying to survive, honestly. Mm-hmm. There are some of us who are already comfortable, they've done some online jobs, so mm-hmm. you have some fallback plan.
Yeah.
I think back then, most guys were just trying to survive.
Yeah.
So you go to the first job that comes to you. So you go there, unapambana na hali wenye nakuja, right? Those guys know you've done software engineering, so you tell them, and you know there's a way that you put your CV, so they, you know some bit of Java that you did, but you know, you didn't go deep into the yeah. OOP. Mm-hmm. So, yes. But you know, try to hello world, of course.
Yeah.
No, manika hello world. No, manika hello mwekali na juu.
Yes.
Ukifungwa hivi ni hello. Alafu unaweka kwa loop. Unaweka kwa while loop, so. As long as the variable is yeah. this value, then it keeps printing. Then that really amazes you as a person, you know?
Yes.
Just printing things. So it also gives you the idea of, you know, if you watch a lot of movies, mm-hmm. when they go in their tab and then they just, you know, those like logs.
Yeah.
Yes.
So make up to infinite loop. So, I mean, make up kiniki while. So, kinenda to kinenda, kinenda. Condition body go true. Hakuna mali una stop you. You na kubamba sana. No, you're an engineer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then I start facing the real world problems. And I would say, like I was saying, most of us, or rather, let me just say something I usually say often.
Mm-hmm.
Human beings are unique,
mm-hmm.
but no one is special.
Mm-hmm.
No one is special.
Mm-hmm.
Two babies, twins,
mm-hmm.
What do you call them when they are from the same side of the...
Identical?
They didn't go. They have a name.
Fraternal.
I think it's fraternal.
Fraternal and yeah. something.
Yeah.
I can't remember the other term.
It's mm. a term, yeah, when they come from the same side, the same ovary. So, mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Wameshikana hivyo, wame develop in the same environment.
Mm.
But they're going to be unique in their own ways. We are mm-hmm. dependa color blue. Mm-hmm. We are pende red.
Yeah, yeah.
We are pende Subaru boy.
Mm-hmm.
We mungine ni cool kid and takatu German.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, it's a bad boy, so.
Typical.
Yeah, so you realize that but they're not special. Their life curve is more or less the same. So
yeah.
even for us, as you go there into the market, life curves is usually mostly the same. Utakuwa hit by, you have that feeling that you can do, then unatupiwa problem, then suddenly unaanza kufeel kama uko challenged, right? Mm-hmm. You'll always have that fear, you'll always be intimidated by guys who know more than you, without mm-hmm. forgetting that they've also been through a journey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For
mm-hmm.
them to get there, yeah, you have to be very patient with yourself.
Yeah.
So that's how I got there, out there. Of course, I faced all those troubles and, you know, all those challenges. Okay, the tech environment is very challenging. Mm-hmm. I mean, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you must work extremely hard.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to build the confidence, mm-hmm. then you also be willing to study, practice. Or rather, the doing is actually the practicing. So that's how you end up building the confidence. It's not like a shortcut.
Mm-hmm.
Even you are working with ChatGPT, it's going to give you the direct answer.
Yeah.
But if you don't know exactly what is happening in there, if you're not able to understand as yourself,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, there's only so much that can help you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You must also be able to say, this function,
mm-hmm.
the ChatGPT has really explained step by step what it does.
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to explain that? You might not have that luxury of time. But I think it's really, really important that you understand all that.
I think I want to stop you and maybe ask, mm-hmm. is this a confirmation that AI won't take away jobs from software engineers?
There's a lot of discussion around that.
Uh-huh.
And of course, we appreciate AI. Let's look at first the revolutions, yeah? Mm-hmm. We started with the agrarian revolution,
mm-hmm.
went to industrial revolution,
mm-hmm.
went to tech revolution,
yeah.
where people now were building, were using technology, information technology, to make lives better, mm-hmm. right? What era are we right now? We're in artificial intelligence
yeah,
revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Roll back a bit. Tech revolution, we were building applications, and these the applications were making our lives better by us, let me say, using them, and then in the back end, they were actually generating data and storing yeah. that data,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Then human beings, mm-hmm. with their wisdom, mm-hmm. they decide to marry good old math
mm-hmm.
and this data,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's another way we are actually in the AI era, right?
Yeah.
So now we can say that now we are going to make our lives much more better because we have the data mm-hmm. and we have the math,
yeah.
right? But does that mean that it's going to replace you? Now, all right. Mm-hmm. These I know people are going to say yes or no, but mm-hmm. I'll edge or more on there. On the some what do you call it? I won't call them some jobs, or maybe mm-hmm. let me just say some roles
mm-hmm.
are going to be taken up by AI, right?
Mm-hmm.
But even that AI, for it to get better,
mm-hmm.
it still needs to learn from what the human is inputting through and through.
Yeah,
because mm-hmm. remember, there's something about AI. AI is about non-linearity of actions.
Mm-hmm.
All right, human beings are not linear. Yeah. So that's what you usually have when you're building neural networks. We have that activation function, yeah? It introduces a nonlinear aspect to mm-hmm. how that algorithm works, eh? All those neural networks work.
Mm-hmm.
So for it to keep advancing, mm-hmm. and unless you want to get stuck with what it has learned so far, all right, because so we must keep the guys will always get will become more creative, are going to be now will be required to feed their data into these AI and machine learning models for mm-hmm. them to just get better. Remember, now they are just basically emulating the natural intelligence that comes from human beings.
Yeah.
Right. So now they are building artificial intelligence, but how are they doing it? They are basically, we are the basis, we are the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Then they come as a copycat. Yeah. But there's a chance that they can do things better. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. There's an aspect of being replaced, an aspect of an AI doing things better than a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Because the human being, by nature, or rather the way we are designed, you can only think. Your memory can only construct things to a certain timeline in history,
mm-hmm.
yeah, or maybe bits of history, yeah. But the AI, through learning, mm-hmm. right, it has already learned how that data is.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's actually a model, So based on learning, it is not bound to forget. It's actually a machine. It's not bound to forget. So memory is kind of, the hole is in there, right? Yeah. But it can only change based on new information, new data. So, I mean, the long and short form is, yes, some roles will be taken over by AI, mm-hmm. but we'll still need experts, right? People who are creative to keep making the AI better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're a software engineer. Remember, human beings are building crazy software solutions without mm-hmm. AI.
Yeah.
Now it is going to learn how to make, how to develop similar solutions, right? But how does it get better? It mm-hmm. only gets better if there's a human aspect. That's how I see it for now. Yeah.
Okay.
But have no fear. Have no fear. Always just get good at what you do. That's what's going to save you. Okay. Yeah. The AI is going to make you more efficient for now.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes to that point, just know that you can only make AI better and better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then in that, since you're already talking about AI, you're talking about data, and I know that's your thing now.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, now going back to you telling us about yourself,
mm-hmm.
how did you transition from the software engineering that you are doing into data
mm-hmm.
and where you're at right now?
And maybe even why? Why did you transit?
The why is, I would call it opportunities in that line. The other why... It's because I was already, I told you, when you work in software, you keep generating data.
Mm-hmm.
People want to see reports. I think one of my journey started from just building reports. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So people would come and we have this ERP generating tons of data, and customer says, mm-hmm. I want certain insights, right? So now you have to work with data. So mm-hmm. you have to crunch it and model it, and you have to give. You have to give feedback. You have to give an answer to that customer or mm-hmm. that client
mm-hmm.
based on data.
Yeah.
So it was basically basic reporting. For me, it was just reporting. I didn't mm-hmm. even think past reporting, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly, we started doing warehousing. Back mm-hmm. then, it didn't even... when you're the operation guy, you're just mm-hmm. told, we want to build a warehouse, and your manager has visibility on why we're trying to do it. So most of the time, sometimes because of lack of proper communication,
mm-hmm.
there are guys who just do. Because you've been assigned a task.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand the why.
Mm-hmm.
But the people's treating strategy, and you learn these things as you grow in your career, they understand why you're trying to do that.
Because
mm-hmm. the strategy always it's always mapped to value. Yeah? There must be, what value are you planning to put out there? So back then you start building warehouses, and then now you start learning more about warehouses. You realize, this thing is not just a normal database. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
There's a way you must learn out certain technologies about data warehouses. Now you're doing, you don't even know that you're actually doing data engineering at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You just think that you're just collecting data and putting it together.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Then realize now you're actually doing data engineering, and there's now you're part of that is actually being a warehouse or architecting a robust warehouse which supports read. Yeah. So mm-hmm. it moves you away from an OLTP which supports read, write, and updates and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It moves now to analysis. Platform.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to build more, you have to put data in such a way that it can be read fast, because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, reports is just more reading. You also have to learn how to maintain the historical nature of that data, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to look at things like slowly changing dimensions, where you're saying this dimension changes based on how the fact changes, but the dimension remains okay. In reality, mm-hmm. your name doesn't change, but your age changes, right? So your name is a fact. Your name is a dimension, your age is a fact. So the fact about you, right, keeps changing, but your name remains the same. How do you manage that in a database?
Mm-hmm.
So you realize now you're actually developing what you call it, stuff around these are just techniques around data warehousing, right? Then you evolve, right? Then it's start getting interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're building you're not only building reports, you're compiling them in some beautiful dashboards, you're doing data storytelling. You are currently just evolving. Then opportunities keep opening. Basically, that's how I got into it all. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I got in. I think my most dedicated first role was a data integrator,
mm-hmm.
But system data integrator. But we first put the data in a certain environment.
Mm-hmm.
Then we start doing massive cleaning and organization of the data just mm-hmm. to fit the model of a new system.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we are told. From here now, this data needs to be stored first. Then now, when the new system gets used, we'll be pushing the data here. We are not doing the normal backups that is done by database administrators. Mm-hmm. We are maintaining data in such a way it can be read to provide insights into trends and patterns from historical data. Yeah. And then suddenly now you're doing business intelligence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, you're not talking about, you realize now, as you read and you also see, okay, you do your research, you realize, oh, mm-hmm. there's something that can actually make my life easier, right? Mm-hmm. Which is data science, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You know, there are actually algorithms that can actually, if you feed them, if you have data and you have an algorithm, right, and then you train it, mm-hmm. It makes your work easier because now you can actually tell how different factors, how different variables affect whatever you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have whatever you want to maybe predict or recommend, or maybe let me call it the predict or dependent variable. Mm-hmm. And you have some other set of variables here yeah. that affect, you know, mm-hmm. that variable. Then realize now, oh, okay. So there's actually the way they affect that variable, and it can just show you how they relate and what is the weight, right? Yeah, or rather, how much they affect, because each of the variables has a different effect, mm-hmm. right, in terms of weight. So you realize, oh, this can make my work easier. Then mm-hmm. you keep evolving. The thing is just keep evolving. And there's one thing I usually tell people,
mm-hmm.
be willing, be bold.
Mm-hmm.
Just be bold, right? Be bold, take up opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I did for the most of my career.
Mm-hmm.
Even my, there are a few things that I do out there. And I try to make lives easier, yeah? Because there's a lot of people who have the data, but they don't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So you take up something, yeah? I once got a gig, let me call it a gig.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to call it contract. Maybe you guys work for KRA.
they're actually
right
listening.
Right now it doesn't matter. Right now it doesn't matter. A gig, a contract, you should be taxed.
I once got a gig somewhere, and I didn't know the tool,
mm-hmm.
but I knew what needed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, Kashinda YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and I learned the tool. So when I went to meet that guy,
mm-hmm.
he was asking me questions, and I'm replying,
mm-hmm.
but he was still going to YouTube.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then I realized, kumbe, this guy is serious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, boss, kumbe, unataka kunipatia kazi. Then he gave me the job. Mm-hmm. Then I had to do it. But now, I struggled a bit, but by the time I finished,
you had
oh my goodness, I think... I could just, what do you call it? Nikafanya hivi and kuandikia DAX. You know DAX?
Mm-hmm.
It's for Power BI, yeah, for Power BI.
Yeah.
I could do some funny things in Power BI. But before that, I had never seen Power BI. I just knew there's Excel.
And
then before I stopped writing a master in Excel on my CV,
mm-hmm.
I realized there's advanced Excel that actually is focused on handling large amounts of data. So, okay, so this is interesting. Also, we have three, so Excel can come in three. You can do addings on Excel, and now you have Power View, and I don't know what's the other one. I think Power Query, mm-hmm. another one is Power Pivot. Mm-hmm. So these are three Excels now, different. So no, you have to learn how to work with them. Suddenly, this is actually they combined Microsoft Advanced. Now they have advanced. Now we have Power BI. But how I learned Power BI? Through doing. Yeah.
Yeah?
And you see, when you've got someone, you have timelines.
Yeah.
Okay, you can move it forward a bit because maybe there's some requirements that need to close and understand better, but they expect you to really be good without you put out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so be bold, take up opportunities. That's how I learn, and mm-hmm. I just getting myself out there.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I'm not saying you force issues. Yeah. But just step in that role that you've been assigned boldly. Mm-hmm. And now even right now things are much better.
Mm-hmm.
But you kitambo. Okay. Kitambo imeanza kusa unmika mini mzee. Which is
I'm
also
sure
true.
I'm sure you already spent 2 years.
My knowledge is...
It's profiling. So, people could get buried. And you know the aspect of lean teams in mm-hmm. a work environment. Someone is so busy,
mm-hmm.
they just don't have the time to tell you... your SQL is, this is why you just need to, this is why you are joining these tables wrongly. That's why you are getting either duplicates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that time you could get duplicates and laugh on Arusha, distinct up or you.
Mm-hmm.
So, can actually duplicate. So,
mm-hmm.
like, you have not solved anything. Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes distinct, it won't work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, the guy you're supposed to console has been so busy because they have deliverables. But right now, that's why I said AI makes things efficient.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just pick your code, throw it there, and then you do the prompt. You do a prompt, then you put in the code, then it gives the output. For you, as long as you run it, gives out whatever you want, mm-hmm. you move on in life. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
But I told you, it's very mm-hmm. important that you understand what it has done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Otherwise, by just floating.
Mm, yeah.
Just understand the concepts, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So at this point, mm-hmm. we have seen your career journey. So mm-hmm. I'm interested to know at what now bit did you, because you're the head of data. So mm-hmm. at what bit did you transit to management? Mm-hmm. I would tend to think they are kind of different. You started your job as, you said integrations?
No, I started as a software engineer, as an intern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I grew along the journey.
Yes.
Got into data properly now, dedicated data roles.
Yeah.
Into senior roles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Into consultancies.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just got into management.
Right. Mm. I think you've just answered. Just you've answered? Flattened my...
There's a more interesting bit around that journey,
mm-hmm.
Which is being a manager. You know, you can manage people, you can manage projects. When you're looking at people from a corporate... Not from a personal view, right? From a corporate perspective, what you need is an effective team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And effective teams means that you are the one who leads. When your team fails, you fail,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Because being effective has to be driven from the top.
Yeah.
You must have visibility on what needs to be delivered and when and how.
Mm-hmm.
You must understand your team's strengths and weaknesses. Yeah, because if you're pushing someone to write, to do Python scripts, or rather, okay, maybe you have an end goal,
mm-hmm.
and you have a choice of Python and SQL.
Mm-hmm.
So, unaangalia nani, atam tuwa mive Excel. We won't take a the output, just want to have some analysis done. So, you just tell someone, I want you to get this data and give me this analysis, and this outcome, this is what you're looking to achieve. So, mtu ajui, okay, aliandika master in Excel kwa CV. Mm. But they're not good in Excel. So, but you dedicate that they do it in Excel. You see now, you're mm-hmm. so you're putting that person in a very tricky position.
Yeah.
They really struggle and struggle. You just tell them, just get me an analysis. And then you find a way to import it to Excel later. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, just whatever you want, a product should be in Excel. So when it comes to management of people,
mm-hmm.
You must look at how best to craft a team that is highly effective. That adores collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
If you can be able to break the silos in your team,
mm-hmm.
then you can even be able to break the silos in cross-functional working teams. Those ones are a bit more challenging to manage
mm-hmm.
because now you're dealing with people who are under someone else's leadership, right? And you have to secure their time.
Mm-hmm.
You have to convince them to prioritize whatever you're trying to achieve in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you be able to drive collaboration and a lot of cohesion in your team, you win a lot. You end up, people become easy between the teams. So people know, you also enable the teams that, you know, there's one thing that really messes up people, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
When you create, you have people, and then people just specialize in the teams. There's something that I know works very well. Make sure that whatever my colleague does mm-hmm. is what anybody else can do in that team.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they have an idea. Rather, yeah, you're not mm-hmm. only the specialist. So for me, in my team, the roles, okay, you can be in a data role, you can be doing the data engineering, you can be doing you can actually be doing the pipelines. There's someone else who does the warehousing, or that they deal with from everything from conceptual to logical to the physical data models.
Mm-hmm.
There's someone else who does the actual now data modeling, building the multidimensional tabular models. There's a visualization expert, right? There's someone who manages the stakeholders. These people must be able to must know what each other does. They could be specialized,
mm-hmm.
but let them build some capability into those other, or maybe let someone be end to end. It gives you a lot of upper hand. Even in the market, you really, really enable them. As a person, you build a lot of confidence. So they don't even shy away from coming to, from taking up, some jobs when their colleague goes on leave. Yeah. So you enable people now to be able to go and leave one, get their legally earned leave, mm-hmm. leave days. At the same time, whoever is left on the team is able to support. Otherwise, people will still need to go and leave. Mm-hmm. And suddenly you have a technical debt, yeah. Which is usually a very bad situation to be in.
Okay.
Yeah, but some of these things, some things you learn, they're really empirical.
Mm-hmm.
You learn, you improve, you iterate, you learn, you improve. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But some things, of course, you have to be mentored and trained, mm-hmm. right? So I would say, and I was trying to answer to you, is that getting to management didn't start when I went to, I became the head of data. It started way back, mm-hmm. yeah? Being assigned tasks, lead this project, lead this team. Mm-hmm. Your manager just expects you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They've picked you because you're highly capable, mm-hmm. yeah? And then so, from there.
But before you continue with that, mm-hmm. maybe you can answer that as you continue with that. And mm-hmm. It's on, if right now I'm coming, maybe data scientist, data mm-hmm. analyst.
Yes.
Or even I'm just in software or mm-hmm. any other tech
mm-hmm.
Role. Mm-hmm. And I want to build my career into tech management.
Mm-hmm.
Basically being able to lead a team, maybe where you're at
mm-hmm.
or somewhere else. Basically being able to manage and lead a team.
Yes.
What do you think are some, what would you say is one of the ways or some of the must things, soft skills, hard skills that you need to have for you to be an effective tech lead?
And these were now tech bros and tech babes. This way it hits at mm-hmm. it hits at the most. Communication, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, when you're communicating, and I realize this is a struggle mm-hmm. for most of us, we have to communicate in business terms. In most times.
Mm.
So that's why when you are told...
Corporate jargon.
No, not corporate jargon. You must be able to explain something to business. Because remember, IT is usually seen as a support function.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The people who want to use the solutions are actually who you are supporting in business. So they are customer facing, they are front facing. People are bringing in non-technical.
Mm-hmm.
You must be able to communicate something in the simplest way possible. Mm-hmm. If you can be able to do, and you start first with the people that you work with, before you go to business.
Okay.
If I can be able to explain to you a concept as someone also in tech, in the simplest way possible, which means I also understand it, yes. and you get it, that means when you go to business, it's gonna be easy for them to take that up. You get the buy-in, mm-hmm. and you get support, the support.
Yeah.
So I would say one of the key things,
mm-hmm.
don't mess with a rather learn how to be a better communicator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the time. Sometimes you better ask someone, how did I do?
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. The guys at the top, the guys that you see, the guys who have the say in the company,
mm-hmm.
they're always asking you, how did I do?
Mm-hmm.
Then you realize, no, it's not like they doubt themselves.
Mm-hmm.
No. That feedback really helps them to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the next presentation, in the next, when they're speaking to whoever else, their colleagues and whoever, when you give them honest feedback, you always become better. So always seek feedback, become a good communicator.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing would be, if you want to lead, sometimes mm-hmm. be willing to ask your manager,
mm-hmm.
what project can I take leadership in? Your manager mm-hmm. already knows you. So they're going to tell you, right now you have something, you know something, but mm-hmm. let me look into this. And then they assign you. It's a challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then you start building that confidence, leading people, engaging people. Yeah. Sometimes you don't even speak to, okay, I know English is it's a language, the formal language that you use most of the time.
Yeah.
I find it easier. Mimi kuita mseno wakunaye, yo. Ajua, hey, ama munguana, ama kiongozi, ama tajiri, you know? Kwanza tuna relax. Lafu sana kuuliza kwani unanisotline. Where are we on something? Eh? So you first relax. So sometimes find a way to communicate with people. I'm not mm-hmm. saying English is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it introduces some sense of formality in the discussions.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can find a way to break that tension between you and the people you work with,
yeah.
It really work. And yeah. I've seen it work. I've seen people used to call me some very informal names. Eh? But then we end up kucheka. Ajua?
Yeah.
But that guy knows what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
He knows I have to deliver. And he knows that I have a lot of tasks to do. So,
mm-hmm.
But if he breaks that tension, we become like friends.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what he wants? Then you go. That's the other thing. Yeah?
Yeah.
So always be willing to ask. If you're not being assigned some leadership, always, usiogope. Don't think you're ati umelemewa apana. Approach your manager and tell them, you know, I need to take lead in something.
Mm-hmm.
Assign me something.
Mm-hmm.
Then they think through it. They mm-hmm. say, oh, Kumba, they have this, they have the, they trust themselves this much. Mm-hmm. Let me try them out. Yeah. And then you go ahead and do your thing.
Yeah.
So being proactive is a key thing.
Yeah, being proactive.
Okay.
Be proactive, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Seek for those opportunities. They don't just come to you.
Okay.
Yeah. So sometimes, and always speak out. I would say there are things that have come my way, mm-hmm. just because I've told certain people certain things. Yeah. Mm. You're just sitting there, you're doing data stuff, but have you thought about your governance, data governance as a company?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know you need to really understand, you need to manage your data within proper governance structures, mm-hmm. data governance structures. Do you have this? Do you have this? These are data governance components.
Mm-hmm.
So are you taking care of these? Are you taking care of this? Then people say, okay, that really makes sense. And then I tell him, you know, this is going to be this is the impact. If mm-hmm. you don't take care of proper governance at first as a foundation of data management. You know, this data management is the actual doing. You're doing data housing, that's actual, you're building a warehouse and the thing. But what governs the structure of the warehouse in the company? What governs how the pipelines are built? What governs how you ensure data quality? What are the key success measures? Yeah, when ensuring data quality. Mm-hmm. It's not anything to do. You have first to learn an environment, and some of these environments are really complex. They have really complex IT ecosystems. So you have to craft that. So someone listens to that and they're like, okay, that makes sense. When can we talk? Or maybe they put a good word to someone and then, you know,
yeah.
they are just talking to you. How can you help us on this?
Okay.
So learn to speak out, be confident, be able to, you mean expert, you need to react.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And because they don't know what React is, tell them what would be the product if you use a certain tool to build for them. Tell them, hey, I can build a nice website, bro. I've seen, and then you open a page, and be, you know, this thing, this is where we are right now. This is the trend right now in websites. Mm-hmm. And I can do this overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You realize that people will be calling, you said you can do this overnight. Okay. Nikona mahali na tukona haraka. Everything comes in.
The gig
itakujat.
Okay, so now I want you to maybe tell us, how does your day look like now that you are you are head of data?
Yeah.
Before we get there, can I ask a question?
Sure, you can.
So you talked about an effective team, and I know you sit in those boards and interview people. So
correct.
What do you look at? For example, between me and Mikali, we are seated there. We are coming in to look for a job. What will make you choose Mikali over me, or what
vice
aspects
versa.
Do you look at? Because you're the people who make those
decisions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a trick that we use. Oh, this is I'm sorry, but I have to say it.
Yes, please.
It's a principle that I use. When I'm hiring, I mostly hire people who are better than me. I pick the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the reason is because I also want to have my sleep, knowing that the person I hired can really step in and hold a hard fault.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things I know. I'm human being. I'm not perfect. I err. But having a very potential, a third eye, really works for managers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it also depends on the level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are minimums that we accept. Even when we're given, even when you see all that criteria, you're not looking for the perfect person. You're looking for a person who understands the concepts, they are communicating well. For tech, these careers in technology, hands-on is a really good thing to have. Because you don't want someone who's just my friend used to call them what well, mouthwash. So they don't do. that's my friend. He was a funny character, he's one of my best friends. So you want people who can actually go in and do these things. It's a very good thing to have that skill. So, but when I go in there, I'll be looking for the person who is better than me. For me, I want someone who is better than me. So that even when we are
junior. So how is a junior going to be better than
now,
me?
I've said,
they started a year ago.
Now, let me tell you the bit of you know, I'm just saying because it depends now with the role that you're hiring for.
Okay.
Yeah. If I'm looking for let's say an intern role.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are trying to get their foot in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's why I do a lot of, whenever I can, I do a lot of mentorship. I'll tell them, first start. Yeah. Let's figure it out as we go on. Eh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But first that, maybe it's going to work for you, and maybe you're going to see something else that you want to pursue. We work in a place where we're talking about data. We have cyber guys. So mtu anakaa kwa data anaanza kuona unamu encourage alafu anasema nimeona kwa cyber I think I can try that. Anamwambia go try it out. You're still young. So those interns, you don't need to be very specific. If that these are junior roles, you already know what you're looking for. Yeah? So you get the person who comes close to what you're looking for. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you get juniors because of the attitude, because it really speaks a lot when you're on that table, when you're being interviewed. Mm-hmm. That should also matters. There's someone who doesn't have those specific skills, but you can just tell the attitude is something that is going really, really to work for them. Yeah? So whenever, that's why I said, be bold, be positive, yeah? Mm-hmm. Walk in there with a lot of confidence. Don't say, I just say, I've been thinking about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know if I step in this environment, mm-hmm. that's what I'm gonna tackle first.
Okay.
Yeah. So walk in there without fear. I think what affects most of us is that fear. I cannot. No. You brush it out before you go to that interview room. Just know you're as good as everyone. Cause why are you there anyway?
Yeah.
Why are you that stage? Mm-hmm. We are all good. So watch out to pamba.
Tupambane.
Yeah. Also, cause now the person who sit on that side.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely I'm juani. Ni wote hapo. And even hata kama unajua mtu.
Yeah.
Pia they are so careful not to make the mistake of I could hire a friend, yes?
Yeah.
But I know what happens to my deliverables. That's always a fear when you're hiring. But also if your friend comes in bold, get that guy.
Okay. So now we can continue and you can now tell us about your day. How your day looks like now that you're the head of data.
Okay.
Yeah. Or even a tech manager.
All right. My day starts the day before. Yeah? My day. My normal day starts the day before.
What do you mean?
I don't start my day in the morning. I start the day before.
In the evening?
The day before. Uh-huh. Or even, let's say if it's on Monday, I start the day on, possibly on Saturday or Sunday. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If I do it on Saturday, then at least I know what I'm supposed to be doing on Monday. Yeah?
Okay.
And then you leave. I usually first look at what are the priorities, right? From where I'm managing my tasks, also based on my strategy, what are things that I need first to be delivered? So that when I meet the team, we agree. This can now be prioritized, right? What takes priority when you're starting that week or when you're starting that day?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you also have to leave room for BAU tasks. So you plan well. First, you plan what you want to do. When you go in, you follow through your plan, whatever your to-do list rather. And then, like I said, some space for some room for BAU tasks that can come up, and also emergencies. But a typical day, other than just following through the to-do list, of course, I have to go in. Do I take tea? No, really. that one, you can forego the taste. It's understood. First, of course, you have to check on your team. That good morning, good morning that you say to people, it really works. It really matters a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You also get to understand how your team, the spirit is looking like that day.
Okay.
As a manager, you should be able to tell the mood of your team in the morning. But you are not asking them about work. That good morning, it helps, you relate to them and understand. Yeah? Because someone could really be going through, or maybe someone could be really excited.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pick the positive side. Someone could be really excited in the morning. Yeah? But they don't have someone they could share the news with.
Yeah.
So kishamwambia good morning. Hey, na leo uko happy. Yeah? Ashaanza kuambia what's really happening in their life, and then it's a good chance for them to share and feel nice about it.
Mm-hmm.
It also maybe on the other side of it, if someone is not okay, you can be able to spot, because for me, I know optimal output by any team member depends with also their state of their state of health, or even mind.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not looking good, it's good that you know exactly how not to try to bog them down any further. you know exactly you might be need to be cautious that with that team member. Then the other thing would be on a normal day, of course, you have to meet your boss. Understand what is on his mind. You had your to-do list. I told you my day started the day before. I have my to-do list, but what does my boss want to be done that day? Because at the end of the day, my success is his success. And I should be able to deliver in line with what he has on his to-do list.
Yeah.
Mine can actually wait now. My boss's to-do list overrides my to-do list anytime. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because he has some, because also responding to his boss. There's usually that hierarchy. That's very good to understand. Sometimes you can be working very hard, but you're not in line with what your manager expects. Let me stop using the word boss. That doesn't come off well. Your manager, your line manager expects of you. Because your line manager has a line manager.
Yeah.
All right? Even the CEO reports to the board.
Yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you must be aligned. So you must understand today, are we looking at delivering something unique? And then from there now, you can have that engagement. You can come and now strategize. Mm-hmm. And that means now you have to redo your to-do list. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that's it. I don't want to go into the actual things that we do, right? Because of course in data, in a normal day, right? One, you'll be doing data quality management.
Mm-hmm.
It always comes up every day, any day. You're doing some form of data quality. Number two, there will be tasks around data consolidation, and I'm talking about data engineering, and you know, and improving the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, we are going to have people who are looking into maybe communicating insights. Yeah, that is not visualization.
Yeah.
Number four, we have people who are automating this whole thing, this whole platform. We have lots of automation in between. When you reduce the human intervention, the manual intervention, you also save time for people to focus on more important tasks, and also you reduce the chance for error, errors. Eh?
Yeah.
And you're also able to explain, in case there are faults, you can be able to explain them easier with automation. Then, of course, there's the data science aspect. We have someone who is doing some data studies or data wrangling, if you want to put it that way. We have someone who is doing the analysis of, okay, we are looking at how can we basically apply data science to make analysis more efficient. Someone is doing someone is doing some models, someone is validating the models' performance, someone is deploying them to production.
Mm-hmm.
Just the normal tasks. Now, those are just actual tasks that we do. Okay. But basically, you need to have a to-do list. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're going to be there for a whole day. And at the end of the day, you're going to feel so messed up because you feel like you did nothing. But you've been working the whole day.
Yeah.
You've actually been sitting on that, on your chair for the whole day. Didn't even go for lunch, didn't take your tea. You've been doing something. But at the end of the day, if you don't have to-do list that you can just check and say, oh, this is done. Or this one moved from requirements, collection, or maybe analysis, to actually now, to design, yeah, that's progress.
Okay.
Yeah, you just register the progress every day. Mm-hmm. It makes you go home even satisfied. It makes you sleep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I believe from this we have gathered a lot of information, and I think we really do not have any extra questions, do we? Okay. So you can give your parting shots. What is that one thing? What is that one thing you'd like to tell people?
Yeah.
And then you could also finish with telling us where people can find you if you are a social media person.
All right.
He wants to be found.
Exactly.
You're actually right.
Uh-huh.
You're actually very right on that. Let me start with where you can find me. I think I'm not the most active person on social media, but on Twitter, I used to have an account called @Cartwright that for some reason or other I can't access anymore. So yeah, when they changed Elon introduced that subscription, and then he said if you are not subscribed then you cannot get the OTP one time pin. You cannot get the OTP on SMS. Now I only had my number. I created my account using my phone number, not an email.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, I wanted to change phones. I could not remember the password. So I had to stay two phones for a long time just because one phone had my Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, ah, this is not tenable. I don't like carrying around two phones. Just one phone is, that's enough for me.
Okay.
So finally, kaamua, wacha nitoke huku ni create huku. Ikakataa kabisa. So I'm trying to send myself the one-time pin. Kumbe, I'm not even verified. So if you're not verified, becomes I gave up on that account. I create another one. So right now you can find me on Twitter at dataguru_global. But if you just search for my first name, Cartwright.
I think we'll need the spellings for that.
Cartwright. That is Charlie.
Charlie?
Charlie. God. Alpha.
Why?
What does R stand for?
Please do. Give us normal alphabets.
You send it to us, then we'll link it in the description.
All right. Cartwright. Just a very straightforward name.
Okay, okay.
And then I think that's where I'm most active. You'll also find me on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
But Cartwright Wambua.
Mm-hmm.
And those two names. And then my parting shot would be, if you can,
mm-hmm.
be data-driven.
Mm-hmm.
But never use data only to make your decisions. Employ as much domain expertise, like have them on the table,
mm-hmm.
both. You have the data insights, mm-hmm. and you have expert domain expertise or domain content.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they're on the table together. Yeah. You are going to have, of course, the data is going to have an edge because of what techniques that you're using, like machine learning and AI to give us the insights.
Yeah.
But also domain expertise is very important to check what these tools are trying to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's my parting shot. So for everyone, be data driven. Let's be a data, let's build a data economy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's just try to build a data economy. It's mm-hmm. gonna benefit us in the long run.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for gracing our episode, Cartwright.
I'm really honored.
It's been a pleasure having you.
Yeah.
So maybe Kilozi can tell us where we can be found and where can we find you
uh-huh.
as we finish up.
Oh, okay. So
please, you don't talk like that.
Okay, Eric, utakata your part. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for tuning to our episode. And thank you, Cartwright, for being with us here.
Mm-hmm.
I think up to this point, we don't count episodes, but this is one of the more, like the 10th since the year started.
Oh,
and we are doing a good job. We are doing a good job. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
amazing.
Please subscribe to our channel. Mm. We are Global Tech Sailors on YouTube. We are Global Tech Sailors on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcast from, including Castbox, Amazon.
Mm.
We're also available on social media at G Tech Sailors on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and we are getting a lot of following on Twitter, actually. So please, those followers that are following us on Twitter, combine it to Instagram, combine it to TikTok, and please share our work. Yes.
Yeah.
And also comment. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, and have a good day.
Till next time.
Right.
Bye. Cheers.